Killers by Rob Ashcom. Before my first kill, I watched every man I passed in the corridors. If they glanced at me, I always looked away, whether it was a potential lover or potential rapist I saw in his eyes. But the killing freed me. I started seeing men as candles. I could purse my lips and blow them out. And since a dead woman would not have the power to kill, I was alive. The handsome brown-haired man in front of me watches carefully as I sip my drink and then carry food to my mouth with an ornate fork. He's more than a little odd. It's obvious after a busy year of this. And playing my part, I laugh and enjoy his company just enough for my expression to seem completely real. I play act a dream date. The first time together, but without awkwardness, and a sparkling electric desire in the air. Because I'm beyond my old fears and hopes for men, I'm not afraid of being exposed by my clothes. Part of my new power is in revelation. The silk dress is fitted perfectly, slitted high enough to be bordering on slutty. It keeps a constant smooth contact with my body that always feels erotic. My hair is too short to worry about. It's actually an advantage to occasionally run my fingers through it. A nice languid gesture. Casual. And my laser pen waits in my soft little bag, hanging off the right side of my chair. My right hand is like some sort of infinitely precise and mindlessly factory robot. Moving food barely keeps it occupied. I have a dossier on this man. I studied him at a distance for 6 days before reeling him in. There's little or nothing I don't know about him. And he's not a hard read. A businessman, unattached, no hobbies but work. He said so himself. Boring. Everything's fine. I just need to get him out of this restaurant. Unsuspicious. Preferably out of his mind with lust for me.